Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live in New York, CBS News senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, when I was considering what you're talking about, which is basically that we're borrowing forward when it comes to the holiday season. I always think that this is the week, no matter how hard the retailers try, this is the week where we kind of get going. It's the holiday right. Retail sweepstakes. And I imagine, like, a bunch of horses leaving the gate. And they're off like that, like a
yeah,
gun,
kind of like
right?
Coming out of the downs, Churchill
yes.
Downs starting gate.
Yes, yeah. And I think it's going to be a pretty good retail season. Depending on the survey you look at, it looks like sales could be up anywhere between 4-5, maybe as much as 6% from a year ago. Over $1 trillion is what's
wow.
expected. Now that is not just now; it is really goes November 1st to December 31st, and some surveys kind of weave in that first week of January where you get the returns. But $1 trillion is a lot of money.
Yeah, is that to a certain degree, are we talking about people who are just, they're going to spend this money anyway, but they're spending more than normal? Or are we talking about an optimism about the economy, et cetera, et cetera?
I think there is optimism about the economy because, look, the economy is growing. Unemployment is at a 49-year low. There's a lot of people working. And from the sentiment surveys that we study, we know people are in a good mood. Now, they're contending with some other things, like people who have adjustable rates in their borrowing, maybe for a mortgage, or maybe anyone who goes out and buys a house right now. Interest rates are higher, so they're paying a little bit more. But again, most people are expecting to spend a bit more than last year. We never know. These are just such funny surveys, because if I say to you guys, hey, guys, how much money did you spend last year on the holidays? And I'd be like,
no idea.
Crickets, right? And you don't know. So then, well, how much are you going to spend this year? Did you spend $1,000 last year? Oh, so you're going to spend $1,050 this, so it's hard to know. But I do think people are looking forward to being a little bit happier this year.
It's Buzzkill Jill.
Yeah, that's me.
Don't spend too much money.
That's me.
That's good advice any time of the year.
Toys R Us now no longer there. I mean, the Christmas shopping for toys season really is different.
Yeah, it is totally different. And a lot of the toy analysts that I spoke to said that the Toys R Us exit out of the business because of their bankruptcy means that the big players like an Amazon, a Best Buy, Target, Walmart, they're really going to be vying for your attention. Usually, when you think about what you should buy Black Friday weekend, it's video game consoles, it's TVs, smartphone accessories, not the phones themselves. And then you're usually waiting till the middle of December for toys. But I'd keep an eye on the toy market right now. By the way, I know I'm supposed to be saying we're giving thanks. That goes without saying. I am very much against shopping on Thanksgiving unless you need to escape your family, which is okay. That's fine. It may be better than some alternatives. Go upstairs, bang away at your keyboard a little bit, and get your head on straight. Don't pick a fight.
There is a lot of high anxiety at those Thanksgiving dinners because there's always or usually somebody there that somebody doesn't get along with. And you're
tough.
Waiting for it,
Yeah. So instead, go upstairs. If you there are some really great technological tools that can help you out. I found one new one this year that I love called Honey.
Yes.
Honey.
Oh, Larry! Honey, Larry is a spokesperson for Honey.
Really?
He is. It's a downloadable, a free plugin for your desktop that searches all these sites up to 30,000 plus, including all the biggies.
Yeah.
And finds you those codes for discounts.
It's amazing,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I didn't know anything about this. I'm not really a consumer person. I'm more of like the economics person. But I had a consumer person on from NerdWallet on my podcast. And she said, you got to check this out. I was just blown away. So I think that's a good one. Yeah, it's free. Other free apps, Shop Savvy, Shopular, and Flip. So these are all ways to kind of get a little bit of an edge, hopefully, this holiday season. Of course, please don't go crazy. Yes, you should actually figure out how much you can afford to spend, and please don't go into credit card debt because of this. Because a lot of people, by the way, just another buzzkill Jill reminder, a lot of people who used to get their big refunds at tax time to pay off those holiday bills, you may not get it this year. You didn't know how your actual withholding might have matched up to your exact situation. This is the first new year of the tax code, so be very careful this holiday season.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll go to JillOnMoney.com for more buzzkills and great information. Jill, happy Thanksgiving. We always enjoy our conversations with you.
Yes, and we'll talk on Cyber Monday.
Yes, we will. CBS News Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.